Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the podcast. We have a great word to share with you today at Destiny Church. Sit back, be encouraged, and let's get into the word.
I was the worship leader today. I began my ministry as a senior pastor in Blue Earth, Minnesota, which is a very small town of 4,200 people in rural Minnesota. There's only 20,000 people in the entire county. And so we went to this little church in rural Minnesota, and they didn't have any, their music was okay, but there was, you know, it's just the typical stuff. And I'm not certainly typical when it comes to music. I have a wide variety of tastes. I sang barbershop as a little kid with my dad. And I was a music major for a couple years at a community college in music business before I went to seminary. And so I did all the madrigal and the old music. And I love classical music. My wife's a classically trained pianist. She has her degree in piano. So our choices in music is eclectic, and hopefully you enjoyed this morning, not for its musicality, but for the presence. Because do you know that I don't care how good your music is, are you watching another sermon on the front row, babe? Who are you watching? Oh, you're watching me. I don't know, but why don't you turn it down, because I'm preaching. I'm much better live than I am online. There we go. Okay. She shares it every week, and you must have had your volume on, so okay. So anyway, every song that we sang this morning was out of tune in heaven. I mean, God's got perfect pitch. So he doesn't come for the perfection. He doesn't come like, ooh, listen to the keyboard. I've never heard something so beautiful. That's not what God shows up for, right? And he doesn't show up just simply because people say, Jesus, I love you. Because you can teach a parrot to say, Jesus, I love you. And the presence of the Lord doesn't show up in that room. But what's interesting, though, and by the way, I'm just not rambling. I'm just going to kind of synopsize everything I wanted to say in my 15 pages of sermon notes in about 10 minutes, okay? So everybody just relax. I'm not going to keep you pat. You're still going to beat the Baptist to the buffet. So just take a deep breath. It's all good. It's all good. Jesus loves you. He loves you. He wants you to eat. So it's not in the words, right? And it's not in the music. Because we can teach a parrot to say the words, and there's much more beautiful music in heaven. What he shows up for is when you decide to worship him in spirit. When you step over and you say, you know what? I'm going to worship the Lord in spirit today. And that was the difference that I kind of demonstrated when I was talking about selecting the music for today. I was pulling songs and this song and that song and every song, and it was just the mechanics of what the music was until I decided, oh, you know what? I'm pulling worship music. Let me take a minute here and just worship the Lord. And then his presence came just like that. Not because the guitar was in tune and I sang beautifully. God doesn't step to the edge of glory to say, shh, everybody listen, Eric's singing now. Right? What he does, because he's surrounded by the angels. And what are the angels saying? Glory, 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 24 hours a day. And I think they could probably sing in perfect pitch. And the choir of angels, I mean, oh my goodness, how beautiful that would that be to listen to. But when the people of God decide to worship him in spirit and truth and step over into the spirit realm and forget about the person standing in front of them or that noisy person over there, or that person that's distracting them there, whatever, and just begin to, I'm just going right there, right now for you, Jesus, boom. You know what the Lord does? He silences the angels. He says, shh, 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 shh. Wait a second. My people are praising. Okay, I got you. I made you. You're praising me. That's wonderful. Because they no longer have free will. He wants to hear the praises of people who choose to praise him. So he says, hey, angels, it's great. It sounds awesome. Perfect pitch, right on key. No one was late, but y'all need to be quiet because I want to go hear Chris Lee sing this morning. Now, Chris, I've never heard you sing, brother. Yeah. Yeah, and he'll bust out a tune for us. All right. But the Lord silences heaven to hear you sing. When you just open up your heart and say, here I am, Jesus. In your car, by yourself, you can have the presence of God show up. But it's interesting that in the Bible, God says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. So that's his omnipresence. We know this to be his attribute, right? That he's always with us. But there's something special that happens when you worship. There's a manifest presence. And the word in the Hebrew is kabod. Kabod. If you've never heard that word before, it means the weightiness, the glory of God. In Exodus chapter 33, we were going to read it and we were going to parse it and we were going to dig deep into it. But it's a prayer, it's a position, it's an attitude of Moses. He goes, listen, I'm not going to leave here, God, until your presence shows up. Isn't that a great, you know, somebody once said, you know, how long should we do praise and worship? Well, how about you do praise and worship till the Lord shows up? If you say, we're going to do praise and worship for 15 minutes and he hasn't shown up in 15 minutes and you stop, what a waste. What a waste. What a waste. But he can show up in one song if you come with the right heart and attitude, right? So in Exodus chapter 33, Moses is saying, I'm not going to leave this place unless your presence comes with me. That's how important it was to Moses. And he made two requests in Exodus chapter 33. You should maybe jot that down and make it a note in your personal devotions this week, because he says two things. And I think it's actually the title of my sermon today. Teach me your ways and show me your glory. Those are the two requests that he makes in Exodus chapter 13. I'm not leaving this place until you show up, God. So I need you to do two things. Teach me your ways. Is that preaching? Is that growth track? Is that connect group? That's digging in. Show me, teach me. I got to understand. I just can't just kind of like waffle through life. I need some good information here, right? So teach me your ways and then show me your glory. And the glory is the weightiness of God. But doesn't it also say in the Bible that no one has seen God and lives? I want to see you, God. In other words, you're saying, I want to die to myself. Because if you want to see God, you can't do it in the flesh. You got to say, I'm going to crucify my own flesh. I'm going to lift my praise. I'm going to lift my, maybe you never lifted. I remember the first time I ever lifted my hands. I was born and raised a good traditionalist, weren't we, Jill? We come from the same tribe. And we still have that alma mater feeling about that tribe. And every tribe is different. And by that, I mean your denominational roots or whatever, you know? I mean, everybody, listen, whatever floats your boat, right? I mean, everybody has to eat. So whether you go to Schnucks or Shop and Save or Aldi, we all have to eat. And the reason you go to one grocery store over another is maybe because it's closer or you like the manager. You certainly don't buy everything in every aisle. I don't buy cat food. I don't like cats. I don't have a cat. And all the dog lovers said, praise the Lord. And all you cat lovers, you got your cat attitude right now. So there it is. I'm just showing you how that works. But I don't go down every aisle. I don't buy everything in the grocery store, right? So it's not you're ever going to agree with every church. But you go to one because you like the manager or you like what they serve there or the style, whatever. And so we all come to that place. And so I was raised in a place where you didn't raise your hands unless you had a question. And even then, you may not want to raise your hand. I'm talking about during a worship service. You want people to raise their hands if you had a question in that church. In fact, the choir sang behind us. And I sat in front of my dad, who was the best at the Vulcan, that thing. I don't think we are allowed to do this to kids anymore, but I have a callus still. And I'm 57 years old. I have a callus on my shoulder from that. I couldn't even turn around and look at the choir. Couldn't chew gum. I mean, that was the way it was. So when I radically decided I'm going to serve Jesus with my whole life, and I fell into a bunch of charismaniacs, right? I used to think they were crazy, then ended up being one of them, right? And so I went to this church where everybody was like super friendly, and I thought they were all high. I said, certainly these people are like on something, because you were just not normally this happy. But they all seemed to be happy clappy, and they were happy clappy, and everyone was raising their hands and shouting hallelujah and praising the Lord, you know. And the pastor always said, the Bible says it, I believe that settles it. The Bible says, raise your hands in the sanctuary, shouting to God with a voice. I mean, this is Bible stuff, right? And so I believe the Bible, that's cool. So I'm very like self-aware, like everybody's watching me. So you start with the little one-handed thing, just like this, like, because you know everybody's watching you, and nobody's watching you. They're all lost in the Holy Ghost, you know. They're just praising the Lord. But, you know, it's a journey for all of us. Isn't it a journey? Why are you all sitting in different seats today? You are really confusing me today. Like, you're over there, and you guys were supposed to be over there, and you're generally in this area here. I mean, you're really hurting me. I thought you weren't here, and now you're here. Praise the Lord. So the point of the matter is this, that we worship, right? That's why, if the only reason that God saved you is so you could go to heaven, if that's your end goal, if that's the only reason you got saved, you gave your life to you so you could go to heaven, then we should have just held you down till the bubble stopped coming up. We go, praise the Lord, another one went to glory today. Right? Right? So see how stupid that sounds? See how silly that is? So that means you have a destiny and a destination. Your destination is heaven. In the meantime, what are you doing? What's your destiny? And that's why we're here, to help you walk out your faith, not to push you, but to lead you. Worship leaders are to lead. I've been around some worship churches before that they don't have a worship leader, they have a worship pusher. You know, that's not it. I want to go in, invite you to come in with me into the Holy of Holies, and that's your option. I can't push you. I can't make you love him. So this is your option. This is why we gather here on Sunday mornings, and that's a 45-minute sermon in about 10 minutes. So I hope you don't feel slighted, but I think the Lord is delighted in what he saw and what he heard and why we gathered here today. Because at the end of the day, that's the most important thing. When I go home, listen, one of the problems with seminary, is that they teach you how to have nice, orderly services. That's what I was taught to have. Nice, what do? We're gonna have 5 minutes of this, 7 minutes of that, this, that, and if anything's out of order, you know, here's how you fix it, da-da-da-da, and we were taught how to have nice, orderly services. But if you see Jesus, see, I'm rambling now, but if you see Jesus' life and his ministry, they were ever anything but orderly. I mean, people were dropping through the roof. Can you imagine that? If all of a sudden the ceiling tiles just started flying and some paralytic was dropped through the ceiling. That doesn't seem normal. And a good seminary graduate would stop that. Get out of here. Right? That's not what we're about. Right? We've got to be flexible, and thank you for your flexibility this morning. Why don't you stand with me, please? What a day to get water baptized today, man. That's pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's in within me, bless his holy name. As you go about your week, we've all got lots to do, don't we? There's more than enough things to do for all of us. You got to drive back to Mississippi today. You got to cut the grass. You got to write that letter. Don't forget the one who made you. Right? He's the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land. World's a crazy place. World leaders got the COVID. Everything that can be shaken, being shaken. But on Christ the solid rock, I stand. Because everything else is sinking sand. So Father, we submit our hearts and our lives to you this morning. And if you're here today and you've never done that, now's the moment. You just lift your hand to heaven. Say, Jesus, I love you. I need you. Forgive me of my sins. Give me that fresh start today. No one can do it for you. I can't walk your walk. I can't run your race. But this is the time and the place. Destinations, that's heaven. Destiny is what you do when you walk out that door. And that's to love God and love your neighbor. No, Father, send us on our way into the mission field this morning to be people of kindness, to be people of love, that people that actually bless those who curse us, to be patient. Oh, help us to be more patient at red lights and grocery store shopping lanes and all out. Help us, Jesus, to slow down enough to sense your presence. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, may the God of peace crush Satan under your feet. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If today's message encouraged you, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. Stay up to date with new messages by becoming a subscriber today. To find events taking place or to give to Destiny Church, visit us at destiny217.org. At Destiny Church, you can find real, relevant relationships.